is the world's largest private philanthropy, causing harm. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has made millions of dollars each year from companies blamed for many of the same social and health problems the foundation seeks to address. The Gates Foundation has investments in 69 of the worst polluting companies in the U.S. and Canada. Other companies in the foundation's portfolio have been accused of transgressions, including forcing thousands of people to lose their homes, supporting child labor, defrauding and neglecting patients in need of medical care. The Gates Foundation has not provided details.
But let's take a look. But let's take a look. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. First, we've got population. Now, we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. We've never created a new vaccine in less than 5 years. The most urgent invention in the world right now is a vaccine that prevents you from getting COVID-19. But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice.
We're taking things that are genetically modified organisms and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
So this is urgent and it's going to require incredible collaboration. It's going to have to go to 7 billion people. That's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
The Justice Department has charged Microsoft with engaging in anti-competitive and exclusionary practices designed to maintain its monopoly in personal computer operating systems.
Had a number of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, who, when you met him 10 years ago, he was convicted of soliciting prostitution from minors. What did you know about him when you were meeting with him? As you've said yourself, it was reported that you continued to meet with him over several years, and that, in other words, a number of meetings. What did you do when you found out about his background?
You know, you don't get to say, ignore what's going on here. Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. This won't be the last pandemic that we face. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time. Global GDP is going to take probably the biggest hit ever.
The economy is not going to be anything like it was. It's going to take a long time to recover. It's going to be...